I approach this column as perhaps the most I have written in 20 years. It's most important, most controversial, most already written about, and most tricky. I'm writing about Mr. Kavanaugh and Ms. Blasey Ford. What's tricky? Well, first, what lens will I use, and will you agree to see through it? The fact is, this unfolding drama invites us to choose from a wide array of analytic lenses. We can look at memory, the influence of alcohol, the influence of trauma, adolescence and alcohol, the question of what is due process, language itself, the nature of what is judicial, modern ethics, PR execution, and even religious education, and of course, politics. I hope you can set all these intellectual filters aside. So the story, then the filter. My friend Desiree Cooper penned what hit me as a truly inflammatory blog title. Quote, American rape culture means all. Women experience the world with men as predators and them as prey. End quote. I began a response on Facebook with every intent of pushing back. Rape, Des? All women? I stopped. Why? To hear her view. The lens, listen. In the past, I would have said, Des, you're guilty of a gross exaggeration. All men are not rapists and are not predators. Saying they are is extreme, untenable, and insulting. I've been thinking and writing a lot about listening, and when I made myself reread and really listen, I realized I was not getting what Des was saying. I was mostly hearing similar things that others had said in the past, but even more than that, I was hearing what Dan, had been thinking in the past and was now thinking in this moment. It felt like good fortune that I momentarily escaped that enticing rehearsal of my profound thoughts and arguments, and I tuned in to listen again and realized she was speaking about women's experience and her reflections as hashtag Me Too goes on and on and on. Doe. I heard what her extreme statements and her use of the caps lock key meant to her and what they might mean for me. So I will use my tone of voice to explain a difference I saw. I have never worried for my safety when walking around Berkeley at night. I have never felt a woman stare intensely at me, undress me with her eyes, stare at my body parts. Never had a woman or man whistle at me or catcall. I have never wondered if a touch was too close or a hug too strong or too long. I've interacted with a lot of powerful people in my life, journalists, law partners, judges, governors, CEOs, professors at office hours. Never has one made me squirm with their suggestive language or double entendres or invitations for a drink or to stop by their place. I've never kept an eye on my drink nor needed someone to escort me anywhere, ever. All of this for the simple reason I am not female. A footnote on this later. I now see no blame and no shame for me and men in recognizing this contrast between Des's statement about all women with its contrast to my nevers experienced. In the past, I could not say this. I think it was shame and defensiveness for my people, for men, for America, that kept me from hearing something so difficult. The cognitive mind can offer all kinds of arguments, but I'm convinced reason was not driving what I wanted to say. It was emotion that was driving reason. It was the difficulty of hearing someone else's story without having it be about me, my people, our goodness. I'm slow. It has taken me decades to begin to put aside my scared ego, my team, my fear of shame and blame. I am no model here, nor am I finished with this work, but I am learning to listen, hard stop. I think our country and especially our leading men have a chance to stop and listen. I mean the Senate, but I really mean something so much bigger than that. Everyday leaders, dads, uncles, bosses, priests, etc. We men need a lot of courage to listen, not so quickly to tell others what they need to do, but to just listen. I think leaders constantly work to develop that capacity to set aside their hopes, wishes, tribes, opinions, self-interest, and especially their fears of facing hard stuff, and just listen to lead with our best selves. Well, I hate putting this in a footnote because it deserves at least as much attention as gender. But all of my never statements are not solely because I am male. Ta-Nehisi Coates' explanation of how a black boy's body and mind are under assault from very early on shocked me. It is one of the best books I've ever read and should be mandatory reading in social studies. So also, I know that gay, trans, queer, and others have felt like prey, as Ms. Cooper describes. Often, but not always, the most frightening predators of these prey were unfortunately also men.